World leaders will meet in New York this month, September 22-23, for the Summit of the Future, to discuss how we can leave a livable world for future generations. Climate change makes this a tough challenge, but fairness between generations means we must do all we can to ensure future people have access to affordable food, basic education, healthcare, and housing. In short, they should be able to live with dignity, without struggling to survive. In 2015, the United Nations General Assembly adopted the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, with 17 goals to improve life for everyone and protect the environment. According to the Sustainable Development Goals, SDG, Report 2024, only 17% of the SDG targets are on track to be reached by 2030. The COVID-19 pandemic, growing conflicts, political tensions, and worsening climate problems have slowed progress. In the 2024 Canada and the Sustainable Development Goals report, it was determined that rising living costs and extreme weather worsened inequities, impacting low-income families and vulnerable groups. Notably, the report came about before unnatural disasters including the Jasper Fire, the Calgary hailstorm, and Toronto and Southern Ontario floods costing billions. In the long term, climate change is a major barrier to achieving many Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Here are two examples relevant to Canada. 2 Sudanese pounds. Zero hunger, rising temperatures, prolonged droughts, and more frequent flooding, all consequences of climate change, are affecting agricultural production and food security, both in Canada and globally. 3 Sudanese pounds. Good health and well-being, climate change is leading to more frequent and intense wildfires, resulting in widespread smoke that affects air quality. This smoke has serious health impacts, including respiratory issues, especially for vulnerable populations in Canada. With climate change obstructing progress on the SDGs, the most effective action is to accelerate the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions using the best available evidence. In August 2024, researchers released the first global review of 1,500 climate policies, 1998-2022, showing that most had minimal impact on emissions. Only 63 policies succeeded, achieving an average reduction of 19%. Carbon pricing stands out as a notable exception, effectively reducing emissions across all sectors. In Canada, most provinces recycle the revenue from carbon pricing back to households through a carbon rebate. This offsets the economic impact of higher energy costs, ensuring that people are not burdened by the carbon price. For low- and middle-income households, this rebate acts as an affordability measure. As world leaders gather for the Summit of the Future, addressing climate change's impact on the SDGs is crucial. Canada is leading the way with our carbon pricing policy and rebates to offset economic burdens. Continued success will rely on strong cooperation and expert guidance. Canadians wanting to show their support for their carbon rebate can send a letter to their parliamentarians using this digital tool from Citizens Climate Lobby Canada. https://canada.citizensclimatelobby.org/affordable/ Kathy Orlando is Program Director of Citizens Climate Lobby International and Director of Citizens Climate Lobby Canada. Donna Friedman is Group Leader of the Milton, on Chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby Canada.